Something I really had felt saying then, wasn't sure the end of my teaching today, but I really feel strongly to just share this with you. Some time ago this year, I was preaching at home and was preaching from Joel chapter 2. The Lord called them to repentance, and he began to tell them what all the blessings would be if they repented, if they returned unto him with all your heart, with fasting. Rend your heart, not your garments. Turn to the Lord your God. And then as I was preaching there, I don't know why I never really saw it like that before, but while I was preaching, he said, the floors shall be full of wheat. The fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten. Cankerworm, caterpillar, palmer worm, great army which I sent among you. And all of a sudden, that word years just enlarged itself. And I went back and I read it again. I'll restore to you the years. He's talking about spiritual things. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, that dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Oh, what an outpouring. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. God will restore the years. The years. And I'm telling you, I felt like the heaven was telling our church, God's ready to restore some years. Shortly after that, we had an evangelist come in for several weeks. The first night, you know what he preached? He preached about God restoring the years. And every night of that revival, except I think about three, somewhere in there, he got around to preaching about God going to restore the years. I've been going places since then, and it seems like everywhere I go, I'm hearing it. I heard it yesterday. Elder Collins, I believe it was. Was it him? Amen. Elder Collins, I think he said years, and I think he said decades. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Amen. I just wonder right now, amen, any other preachers here that God's been having, you've been preaching about that a little bit. You've been talking about that. You've been hearing it other places. There's hands all around. Amen. You know what I believe? I believe in these last few months and even right here at this conference, amen, that God's saying, I'll tell you what time it is in heaven. I'm ready to restore the years. I'm ready to restore the years. God is putting it in the mouth of preachers all over the place. He did it here. Hallelujah. Oh, do you believe that? Do you believe? That's what time it is in heaven. God's ready for revival.